for women and children in crisis since 1955. There's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us for the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. It's always a treat to turn on a little machine and start recording the next edition of Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home here in Fresno at 137 North Yosemite and several other addresses as well. Jerry Brenneman is here. Jerry is the director of Evangel Home, if you're new to us and haven't heard that name before. And Jerry, we've got a familiar friend with us, and we have a brand new friend with us today. And we want to talk with Ruby and with Martha and what their participation is, especially this season now at Evangel Home. So why don't you make some introductions? I'll kind of point this thing, and we'll hear what's going on right now.
This is one of those days I really wish we had TV, or at least Skype or Facebook. These are just so beautiful, such beautiful women that energy just exudes from them. It's like I sit here and I'm getting so hyper looking at them, I might have to excuse myself. Anyway, we have Ruby, who is in charge of our Crossroads program. Ruby is on staff. And we have Martha, who is one of our Pink House interns. And people who are familiar with Evangel Home, I bet, are kind of familiar with the Pink House because we've talked about it off and on for many years. And it's one of the ministries we partner with every year. It's through InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and they have many different acronyms and programs, but basically that's the big one that people identify with. And young men and women live in the Pink House, and they do urban ministry for a number of different ministries and time frames. Martha has chosen to serve Evangel Home for a year, I think, Martha?
About a year.
And she's right now spending a lot of her time with Ruby in the apartment program as we get ready for Christmas. So I'm just so tickled to have her on board. And, you know, she's only been here a few weeks, and Ruby goes next door and says, come on, we're going to talk on the radio, and here she is. It's like, okay.
Well, great. First of all, Martha, welcome. It's nice to meet you today. Are you from the Fresno area?
No, I'm actually from Selma area, I guess. Fresno County, I guess you would call it. I graduated from Selma High School, went to Fresno Pacific, been here 5 years already. So, looking for ways to get back to the community here in Fresno. So through Fresno Pacific is that I develop a heart for Fresno City, for urban ministry too.
Have you always had a heart for the underdog?
For
those from lesser advantage in society?
Yes, and that the reason being is that I'm part of, I come from a family who had low income, and I always wanted to do something, like I said, always giving back to the community and ways to find out how to volunteer, where to go, how to tell people about Jesus, and so just ways to look for that, and so that was it. That's the reason why I'm here too at the Pink House.
You came from a good home?
Yes, my parents, raised me and brought me, the little they gave me, provided for me too, that was enough for us. And so my family loves me. I love my family. Mm. I am the oldest of four. And so, yeah, so I guess, a good family, amazing parents, amazing sisters too. So,
yeah, you don't need much more than that, huh?
No, that's a real head start. And the whole money thing, that's irrelevant because our commands to serve in this world are the same regardless of our economic strata. Love God, love people, in that order. Nothing else can come ahead more than third place in our lives, according to Jesus. So if you had parents who lived that and taught those values, then you have a great head start. So,
thank you.
I want to talk to Ruby just a minute. Ruby is somewhat hesitant. She's not real comfy with this. But Ruby, how long have you been on staff at Evangel Home?
I have actually been here 18 years as of June this year.
Wow. Now, were you a resident before that?
No, I wasn't.
How did you suddenly decide, I'm going to go and apply at Evangel Home?
Actually, I went to Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church, and Loretta White's aunt Helen was on the board with Jerry.
Oh.
And I was actually doing women missionary, junior missionary. So I was going to Chowchilla for prison ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So Evangel Home had an open house. So I came to open house. Helen introduced me to Jerry, but it took 6 months for me to start working.
Okay. So your present position is the director of the Crossroads program in the apartment next door. How many women are you overseeing right now?
I'm going to probably say about seven.
Okay. Now, a big part of the reason why we wanted you to come in here is we're coming into the holiday season, and Christmas is a time when our supportive friends can really make a difference here. So talk a little bit about sponsoring a woman for the... Oh, Jerry?
And before we finish that, I have to throw in a little bit. You asked a direct question, how many is Ruby overseeing? She said seven. But there are other people in the apartments that she doesn't directly oversee.
Mm.
So we probably have 12 women over there now and lots of kids. So, but seven of them are directly reportable to Ruby.
In the Crossroads
yes.
program.
Yeah.
Others in Community Connection?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So they are graduates of the program, still transitioning, finding jobs and getting situated in the workplace and all of that. So so talk about sponsoring a woman for Christmas here.
This is my favorite time of the year. I have Martha on board this year, training her to take over the sponsorship for this year. How it started is you can call or email or read the newsletter that Jerry print out, and you see how to become a Christmas sponsor. So I will match you up with one of the residents in the program, only for the program women, which is the Crossroads Community Connection and Garden.
And not including the shelter women who are here so transitionally.
Okay. So when you add the garden women to sponsorships, then we're looking at maybe 20 sponsorships. And what we've done in the past, the crisis home women will be taken care of, but because we never know who is going to be here, we don't include them with sponsors. But we have had people who want to sponsor so much, and yet we don't have enough women. But we often will have women who graduated who still would... are really pretty bare bones living. And so at some point, Ruby and Martha will have a list of graduates who we would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we have more sponsors, that's where we would connect them.
Okay, so the sponsors will, I assume, purchase gifts for the women for Christmas, not including cars.
No, but tell that story. We've had that. That's why we have a list, huh, Ruby?
Yes, that was a shocker.
So it's there are some suggestions
yes.
of
yes.
things to purchase for the women, and it's not a deal breaker, a bank account okay. emptier kind of a list, mm-hmm. but something that would be... A need and a want and something that would be appreciated by the women in the situation here. So they should give a call to 264-4714.
Correct.
Or go to the website, evangelhome.org, and check on something there, and you'll be paired up with fair. A woman and given some suggestions to make the Christmas really, really special. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay.
Very fair.
So how are you going to put Martha to work?
Actually, Martha is already working. She has contacted the 2012 sponsors in 2011, emailed them out the greeting letter that we mail email them out. And today I'm going to be working on mailing out the sponsors who didn't have an email address.
Okay.
But I do have some good news. Martha mailed out email about how many people?
About, I'm going to say about 15, 20 people, I think.
Mm-hmm. And
so
we have about
eight. Eight who responded to it.
Mm-hmm. So that's a plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty good head start. But there are still some needs, and my listening friend, maybe that's you. 264-4714. Jerry, you jotted something down. Did you want to
mention something? I just wanted to make sure that we have Christmas sponsors on the website. Okay. And the other thing I jotted down was, you know, we're on Facebook, and I think Martha and Ruby would just be a wonderful little story to put on Facebook. So,
okay,
look just, for
these
them
are
there.
These are notes for you to
yes,
follow up on based on our conversation.
For people to see where okay. they can see them.
Great, Martha, what's your major at Fresno Pacific?
I graduated a year ago. I went back and lived with my parents for about a year, and now I'm back in Fresno doing the Pink House and doing my master's, getting my master's in counseling. So,
And what was your undergraduate?
In psychology and Spanish, so a double major.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So psychology and Spanish, now working on a master's in counseling.
Higher, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now is that through the seminary?
No, that is actually at Fresno State. So I transfer schools. I wanted to expand my horizons, I guess you will call it, and so be able to touch other people's lives. And so, yeah.
So what do you see down the road for you?
Hopefully be done with my master's in 2 years. I'm almost done with my first semester. And then get married. That's another master I want.
No. So let's talk about if there's the guy.
Do you have someone in mind? That's not fair. I'm sorry. It's okay. Yeah, God will work that out in your life. And I don't,
this.
You know, if he was to hear this and say, really?
Maybe you know what, Jim? Even if there wasn't a guy out there, I have a feeling Martha is the kind of woman that takes care of business. And if she says she wants to be married to you, she would be. There would be a guy.
Just based on my initial observation, if there isn't a guy out there right now, guys, start getting in line so you don't miss. So you can reach Martha here at Evangel Home. Martha, thank you so much, and I'm sorry for that.
Thank you.
Bless your heart,
thank you.
Sweet lady, for being here. Ruby, thanks for that update. Jerry, we're just going to talk a little bit now for another minute about Thanksgiving and Christmas. What do we need to put out there for our listeners and helpers?
We really need to stock the shelves with food. Of course, we always need money, and this time of year we hope and pray that we get enough. You know, it's always the last quarter of the year where most nonprofits and ministries get enough money that they can end the year even and then have a little for next year. So we're hoping and praying that that happens. I don't remember a time, Jim, where we've ever had empty shelves as often as we have had this year. It seems like we always need canned food of some sort. We always need paper products. But it's the canned food that if I couldn't see any walls or cupboards downstairs because of canned food, I would be so happy.
Okay.
That would be our greatest need.
And I don't have time to develop this like I'd like to, but we talked a couple of weeks ago about the ripple effect of the lives who are being changed here. And I hope, my listening friend, you'll catch that vision. God's at work here. There is no more important work on the planet than what's going on right here. Very briefly.
I did not put it anywhere near as eloquent as you did, but in the printed newsletter that is going out, I used that phrase, pebbles land here, and we need more people to be the other kind of pebbles that cause ripples.
Okay. So that's it. Ken, please make this into a radio program. Thanks for your effort. My listening friend, thanks for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And I'm happy to let you know that anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. Pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.